We are pleased to be joined alongside by Megan Mahan, who has been named to Team Canada's women's goalball team for the upcoming Paralympics that will take place in Tokyo, Japan. That will be after the Tokyo Games. Megan joins us from beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia. Megan, thanks for taking time to join us today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So what does it mean to go to the Paralympics now twice for your country?
You know, it's an honor the first time, and it's just as much of an honor the second time. It's one of those things that as a young athlete, you work really, really hard for the hopes of being able to represent your country, and for a second naming to a Paralympic team, it's just as special as the first.
How different from Rio from 2016 for you?
I think really the difference is now, instead of playing kind of just an entry-level role into the team, I'm one of three veterans that are going into these games, and just being able to be there to support my teammates that are attending their first Paralympics and going in with much more knowledge and a different kind of more developed skill basis to be able to help my team in a different way than I did in Rio.
So what are the options, or what do we think? Is there an opportunity for Canada to do really well in this event? Tell us how we've done in the past at it.
So in Rio, we finished with a sixth place finish, which obviously is not what we went in to do. With the team that we have now, we've been tirelessly working. We've implemented some great strategies to help support our team as far as a support staff, and we've really just kind of developed a whole new mindset and being able to say that, you know, this is the team that's going to do it. We're going to get Canada back on the podium, and we're just going to put all of our hearts out there. So we're really, you know, every team goes in with the hopes of being on the podium, but we are giving it our all for sure.
Now, this is a very different Paralympics because of the COVID-19 pandemic, and just announced today that spectators will not be allowed at all at the Games, as the Tokyo has also banned its citizens from coming. So that's really going to make it quite different, especially for a sport like yourselves, correct?
Everything with protocols and all that is going to be different. The funny thing is that goalball is one of those sports that having no one there almost benefits us because we do require the crowds to be quiet during play so that we're able to hear the ball coming from across the court. So it will definitely impact the atmosphere, and we're going to have to find different ways to sort of immerse ourselves into the full atmosphere. But as far as performance-wise, it almost makes the game a little bit easier on our end.
Well, that's great. So talk a little bit about this. You are a Timmins native, correct? What was it like for you growing up in the north?
Yeah, so born and raised, grew up in South Porcupine, and then at about 10, moved out to the Connaught area. And growing up, I mean, I was involved in every sport in the mainstream able body sport community. I was involved in all of my school sports. I was involved in extracurriculars outside of school. My mom was very, very encouraging in being able to just support myself and my brother in anything that we wanted to do, and finding different ways that didn't have the vision kind of take those opportunities away from us. And then when I entered high school is really where I was shown the world of parasport, starting with track and field, where I competed throughout high school, and then I got involved with goalball more when I went to W. Ross McDonald School for the Blind for my last 2 years of high school, and that's really where my parasport journey and career took off.
Well, talk a little bit about how the North and how Timmins and growing up in that area, how has it made who you are today?
Anyone who's grown up in the North, it's one of those things that it's a whole different environment. I grew up without barriers and being able to just go out and be on the sleds or be on the four-wheelers or just grow up outdoors. And I think that's definitely translated into the person that I am today and just constantly being active. You know, the hometown support that's been pouring in really just kind of reminds me of how close of a community Timmins and area is. You know, getting messages from people that I've either, you know, come across once or interacted with daily, all of those messages of support are just pouring in, and it's definitely a good overwhelming feeling.
I'm sure that's got to be a big part of it, to be able to do that. And when you look at Northern Ontario and so much about what we have to offer, it's got to just make you excited and feel great to represent the North and represent the Timmins area at an event like the Paralympics, correct?
For sure. I mean, it's nice. I've got one of my teammates is a Marathon Ontario native, and our physiotherapist is also from the Timmins and Northern Ontario region. So we definitely, the three of us, feel that Northern Ontario pride for sure. And being able to, you know, bring it to a bigger level and be able to proudly say that I am a Northern Ontario native is something that is pretty special, and you always hold with you.
Now, goalball is a very unique sport, very different. I've watched videos on YouTube about it to try to understand a little bit of it. When our fans are enjoying it on TV and watching it and that, what are a couple of things that they should keep in mind during this event? The obvious one, of course, is the quietness that has to take place. But what else is maybe a nuance that people should know about when they're watching this for the first time?
I think one of the things is that it's all based off of communication. Each of the players are completely blindfolded with blackout eye shades, so it doesn't matter the level of vision that each player is entering with. We're all put on an equal playing field as soon as we step on that court. The three players that are on court just heavily rely on communicating with one another and knowing the next person's move before they even do it. Our coach on the bench is not able to communicate with us during play. He can only communicate with us during stoppages. So it really kind of comes down to having to have that strong bond with your teammates and knowing who's going to move where and who's going to do what, in both just for the flow and safety of the game, but also just having trust in your teammates.
Now, just some quick background, Megan. The goalball, is it a combined men and women sporters, or a men's team and a ladies team?
So goalball has its respective men's and women's divisions. Our men, unfortunately, did not qualify for the Tokyo Games. They do have their respective divisions.
Wonderful. That is great. Anything else that you'd like to mention or add before we wrap up here, Megan?
I don't think so. I definitely just really appreciate the all the support that's, like I said, been pouring in from back home. And even though I'm now a Calgary resident, I will always call Timmins home and will always kind of have the roots dug in there. So all of that support is really appreciated.
Wonderful. Thank you.